From the Heart, March 21. Jesus' love seen in the clouds. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. The waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. Some time ago, we were favored with a view of the most glorious rainbow we ever beheld. We have often visited galleries of art and have admired the skill displayed by the artist in paintings representing God's great bow of promise. As we look upon this bow, the seal and sign of God's promise to us that the tempest of His wrath should no more desolate our world by the waters of a flood, we contemplate that other than finite eyes are looking upon this glorious sight. Angels rejoice as they gaze upon this precious token of God's love to us. The world's Redeemer looks upon it, for it was through His instrumentality that this bow was made to appear in the heavens as a token or covenant of promise to us. God Himself looks upon the bow in the clouds and remembers His everlasting covenant between Himself and us. After the fearful exhibition of God's avenging power in the destruction of the old world by a flood had passed, He knew that those who had been saved from the general ruin would have their fears awakened whenever the clouds should gather, the thunders roll, and the lightnings flash, and that the sound of the tempest and the pouring out of the waters from the heavens would strike terror to their hearts, for fear that another flood was coming upon them. The family of Noah looked with admiration and reverential awe mingled with joy upon this sign of God's mercy which spanned the heavens. The bow represents Christ's love which encircles the earth and reaches unto the highest heavens, connecting humanity with God and linking earth with heaven. As we gaze upon the beautiful sight, we may be joyful in God, assured that He Himself is looking upon this token of His covenant, and that as He looks upon it, He remembers the children of earth, to whom it was given. Their afflictions, perils, and trials are not hidden from Him. We may rejoice in hope, for the bow of God's covenant is over us. He will never forget the children of His care. How difficult for the mind of finite human beings to take in the peculiar love and tenderness of God and His matchless condescension when He said, "I will look upon the bow in the cloud and remember thee."